told about me, you couldn't tell him there's a duck flew over there full of soot. She said, you mean to tell? I say, your duck flew over there and got on that chimney, you know, and the chimney was open. My man was sitting to the fire. Thing went straight down that chimney. My man said, well, I don't set that no more. She didn't set that no more. I said, well, accidents happen, you know.
And you had to keep the out of the fire.
I caught that thing, but there was no fire, and she was just sitting in front there, you know. Yeah. There was no fire in there. And that thing fell through, you know, come straight to me. That's right. I said, well, bless God, I seen a dog one that went through one of them things. And that is Lula and them father dog.
Really?
Yes, sir. That was a rogue dog. First thing that dog done, he grabbed a limb, but you know, they had a tree, small tree like that tree. That tree was dead.
How'd he get up the tree?
Let me tell you. And that man come there and hung his bucket there, breakfast bucket. And that dog jumped. He grabbed that limb and the tree broke. I was right there when that happened. I was in the field, you know. And that man tried to catch that dog. And all this, you know, you know what a biscuit is?
Sure.
Biscuit, you know, meat and syrup, all that just all over the place. He said, he ain't gonna get it. He pick it all up, put it in the bucket. I'm gonna take it home for my hog. Oh, I said, give it to anybody. No, I ain't getting nothing. Well, that time we had nothing but biscuits, you know. People wouldn't make no light bread. He had nowhere to make it. Well, some colored people would knew how to make it. You take like my wife. So a woman could make some good light bread.
Yeah.
On a fireplace. That's right. There wasn't no stove. Stove.
What did you call just that biscuit dough that you might take and make up in?
What you call it?
Yeah, would you ever take just biscuit dough and make it into a big kind of thing?
Big piece like that?
Yeah, I call that.
I don't know.
Looks like a light bread.
We have a whole cake?
Oh, your whole cake. Now look, you see, the way we call that, a whole cake and a corn cake is different. A whole cake, that's a piece of dough. And then people used to roll up the sleeve and wash the hand, clean their fingernail and roll it with the hand like that.
Yeah.
All right, when you get through that, they had a mold, maybe bigger than that. They put it down there and they had a wooden roll. They take it, just like you're making biscuit, and roll it, flatten it down good, and then they cut it, you see. You want to make a whole cake, cut it round, square, you put it in that skillet. And then you take a lid, put on top there, but you put pie on top of that lid. That's why the thing is cooking at the bottom is cooking on top too. Now that's what they used to call a whole cake. Now that corn cake, just like I tell you, beat that thing up with a spoon. Good, good, good. Well, Madam Brown, huh, she'd make it right there on that fireplace.
Who's Madam Brown?
Oh, it's old lady from the hill.
Yeah.
A colored lady.
Yeah, you told me about her yesterday.
Yesterday, she could cook too, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And my grandmother would take skin from salt meat. Now, people might think it's a joke. And make a gumbo, you bite your finger. That's right. I said, God, dog, the luck. Didn't throw away nothing. That's correct. Thing that the people throwing away now? No, sure that way. But they sell a nice sister of a beef head and them knuckle up in here there. More people would take that and make you some kind of stew and man, you bite your hand off to season you. Well, they're going back to sell them because remember my sister-in-law bought one to make a soup. But once in a while, they were throwing that away. Beef tail. They used to take that and cook it. They throw it, but now they're using it back. You got to pay for them now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, and that is good eat. But miss, let me tell you one thing. I must say that the people now can't cook like them old people.